topic, a little fun, something a little bit different, poking at the IRS, you know, and that's the topic of this IRS being a very woke organization, LGBTQ plus, you know, completely anti-white male organization. And I know just most of you don't care for that stuff much. I don't either. But it's actually a benefit to you that they are like that. You'll find out why. It's actually a plus for you who want to be free of the IRS that they're adopting these policies. And it's going to help expedite IRS's destruction sooner. So with that, we're going to start recording, and then afterwards, as usual, I'll be answering your questions about the IRS, how to live free of IRS's oppressive taxation and control. And by the way, remember, folks, you guys want to be coming to our Restore Freedom Rally. You want to take to our website, I'll show you. You want to be there. The rally is going to be February 2nd through 5th. In Orlando, Florida. We got a lot of speakers already confirmed. We got more great speakers coming up. If you cannot make it, that's understandable. Maybe you cannot. You can watch it online very inexpensively. But if you can be there in person, it'll be even a greater event. February 2nd through 5th, start registering now. And bring your spouses, children, grandchildren, nieces and nephews, folks. This great event coming up February 2nd through 5th. Come to Florida, thaw out. We have a great hotel roommate of $95 a night at a resort. That's an excellent roommate, folks. You know, you get great vacation time. Take 10 days, 2 weeks off. Spend a few days with us. And the rest, enjoy the beautiful Florida. When everybody else is freezing cold, you'll be nice and warm and toasty, celebrating freedom and what we're doing to have America be a, once again, a live and let live, love and let love kind of country. So with that, I'm going to get my favorite book out, recover, I should say, what a great Irvin Schiff's book, The Federal Mafia, and start recording this session. There you go, guys. Let's see, get a move straight. Is it good straight? Okay, good. Let's do it. Hello, my friends. I am Peyman Mutahide, the president of Freedom Law School, which I created in 1996. In this presentation, I will share with you the fact that IRS is a most anti-white, woke, LGBTQ plus organization out there. And even though you may not like those things, it's actually good for you and freedom that the IRS is doing this. So with that, let's go look at the headlines about these issues. You see, this came out February 2023. Biden signs racial equity order requiring federal agencies to build equity action plan. And agencies must boost their presence in underserved communities. Okay. Well, and again, here's another one that came out in October 2022. Diversity, equity, inclusion dominate Biden administration's policy priorities across agencies. Several federal agencies have followed White House's lead and implemented equity policies. Here's another one. This one came out also February of 2023. First ever counselor for equity appointed at Biden's Department of Commerce, right? Biden administration have been under fire for woke policies at federal agencies. I wonder why, okay? So here we go, folks. Here's the executive order, okay? On diversity, equity, inclusion, and accessibility in the federal workforce by Biden. And here's U.S. Department of Treasury. Yes, they have Office of Diversity, Equity, Inclusion, and accessibility. Yep. And what is this all about? Well, this refers to a set of practices intended to ensure people from a broad set of socio-demographic backgrounds are represented and able to thrive in a workforce and organizations, actions, and services to the public that consider the needs and desired outcomes for all its stakeholders. Okay. So see, they want to ensure all this, right? People from a broad set of socio-demographic backgrounds. Okay, fine. Well, let's look at IRS right now. Let's go. IRS says budget and workforce, okay? And when you look at this chart they got, you know, here, this stuff is right there from IRS's own website. They have the tables about all these things listed here. So I'm going to bring up this table from this page, this Excel sheet. Boom, there it is. This is table 33, Internal Revenue Service, okay, and Chief Counsel at IRS's labor force for year 2022 by gender, race, ethnicity, disability, and veteran status. Well, folks, look at the left side. Okay, on line number 5 is total. Line number 6 is 7. Look at the gender, 7, 8. 7 is males. Line 8 is females. Look at the IRS. IRS has only 35% males and 65% females. So right there, folks, as you see, they are already making a huge difference as far as what IRS they want to look like. They want anything except what? They don't want anybody that looks like America's founding fathers. Why? Well, because you're not the person they want to see. They're not the, you know, the kind of person they want to promote. You see, folks, America was founded by who? America was founded by these people right here. These are a bunch of white men who believe that our rights come from God. Our freedoms is a blessing from God. They were tired of being slaves of the King of England, who was abusing them and their God-given rights. So if you want to enslave a people, you gotta destroy anybody that looks or acts like them in any way. So that means you gotta change things. So you want to promote anybody that is not like them. It's very simple, folks. If you're white, if you're straight, if you're a man, if you're a family person, even we are born with rights given by God, you're bad. The less of these things you have, the better, as far as they're concerned, right? So that's their game plan they want to do to ensure slavery for us. This is what they want. The person on the left, you know, that looks like a woman is actually, you know, that looks like, you know, these are opposite sexes. The man is a woman. Woman is a man in these pictures, folks. These are the kind of people they want. Yes. What you see here is a woman is actually a man. And what looks like a man is actually a woman. Here's another example. Yep. See, these are, you know, women pretending to be men. If that's what they want. And here is, this is not a pregnant man. This is a woman pretending to be a man. And same here. That's not a pregnant man. That's a woman on the right side, you see, that pretends to be a man, okay? These people are focused on their identity, the whole person. The focus is on identity, not doing a good job, is it? So with that, let's go take a look at these numbers, but the IRS a little bit more carefully to see what they're trying to do. So you see, the IRS is two-thirds woman, one-third men, roughly. So that's a good start for what they want to do. Next row, line 10, white, not of Hispanic origin. Only 46% is white. Good for them, right? Because white people are roughly about 75% of the U.S. population, and you get much less of that represent in the IRS, okay? Now, Of course, the males versus females, you got 20% males and 26% females. A little bit more females. Okay. But look at this one. Line 13, 14 is quite more interesting. Blacks are 30%. That's about one-third of Irish is black. And blacks represent about only 12% of American people's population. But look at the more interesting part, line 14 and 15, okay? 14 shows all the obvious blacks. 6.5% are males. 23.8, almost 24%, almost 25% are black females. Yes, you got over three times, almost four times more black women versus black male. The Hispanics are the same thing, 17-18. You got 5% Hispanic men, double that, 10% females. So what's going on, folks, is very simple. They have already been doing this woke LGBTQ plus nonsense before Biden issued this order that that's what they want, okay, to have more of this, okay, not based upon your skills, but based upon your what you identify, what you preoccupy in your heart and mind, right? So let's go and take a look at, here we go, this. This is IRS hiring and training. This affects this issue. Why is it a problem for the IRS? Because IRS, they got to keep up with the rate of attrition and accounting. Estimated 50,000 IRS employees expected to be lost through attrition within the next 6 years. That's right. They expect to lose a huge amount of employees, folks, in the next 6 years. Out of 79,000 employees, about 50,000 expect to be gone, okay, in the next coming years, okay? And it's the most serious problem for the IRS. It is a very big problem because what? IRS must prioritize recruitment and counter recruitment challenges it faces in a competitive job market. Why? Because you cannot just hire people who are incompetent. The agency must work to revamp its training quality and overall efficiency. Okay, new IRS employees cannot provide an appropriate level of service or rate of you on day one. They need significant resources and time to receive quality training, which can often mean both classroom type and on-the-job training over an extended period. Over a long time, okay, they got to train these people, okay? You know, just throw some people in there. This is all from a taxpayer advocate, by the way, who says all this, okay? And IRS is in such big, bad shape. The taxpayer advocate says that the IRS needs to significantly shorten its average time to hire so it can compete better with the pace of other employers in the labor market to attract good quality workers. Yes, okay? To measure this area of success, Arena, okay, they have set a goal. This can be measured by number of days that elapse after a request to hire is sent to an agency's human resource function until the day of a new employee's entrance on a duty, which is 80 calendar days. Folks, that is very long. Most places when they put a job out there to hire somebody, it's under 30 days. IRS takes a long time, about three times what the private sector does to hire somebody, assuming they're any good at all, which they are not. So what does this all mean, folks? There's more to it. You see, look, again, this again, these are people that they want to have with the IRS more and more, okay? Well, that means this, folks. The big picture is the number of I-9 files is overwhelming to the IRS. In 1998, the IRS admitted there are about 63 million Americans with the expected to file 10 for income tax forms for 1996 year did not file. Yes. So now the number has gone up with population. It's about 80 million now, okay? 80 million non-files right now, okay? And that is huge, folks. One out of three Americans basically works and does not file a 1040 income tax confession form. And all this stuff is going on, LGBTQ plus woke nonsense, when the IRS is losing most of their employees and having a hard time replacing them. As I said, 52,000 of the current 79,000 IRS employees are projected to leave the IRS by 2028. This is all from testimony of IRS Commissioner Charles Reddick that he gave to Congress. And that's why IRS is trying to hire 8,700 agents per year for 10 years, 87,000 total, to try to replace this huge attrition they got going on of the most experienced people leaving the IRS. At the same time, IRS for over 40 years has failed to fix its antiquated computer systems and now has suspended most updating initiatives. That's right. The systems IRS computers go back to a 60-year-old individual master file, which is extremely antiquated and is not functional or flexible to the job that the IRS needs to do to get it done. IRS is in such a bad shape, they cannot even keep up with filers who have confessed to owing the IRS money on their 1040 income tax confession trap forms. Look at this green chart from 2010 to 2021 shows forced collections are down by over 90%. That's a huge drop, folks. That's from filers who make it easy for the IRS to come and rape the people because they confess on a 1040 form that the IRS goes, the IRS doesn't have to go after them. They confess to own the IRS money. And of course, as we know, it is far more profitable for the IRS to go after filers than non-filers. They cloak it with $300 from everybody, filers mainly, but only about $2 from non-filers. Once after filers is over 100 times more profitable for the IRS. Yep, these are from their own numbers. On top of all this, folks, IRS has decided to leave non-filers alone because it's had such a low rate of return going after non-filers, right? And the chart shows how there's a huge drop IRS coming after non-filers from 2009 and 10. About a million or so non-filers used to come after. By 2016, it was to near zero, and now they have stopped the automated programs to go after non-filers. And folks, even super rich people, IRS is leaving alone. This is another report from IRS auditors. IRS would not even go after the super rich. And a list of them was handed over to the IRS to go after. And they know they don't have enough judges, only 31 tax court judges, to go after 80 million non-filers. No way. They simply cannot do it. On top of all of this, folks, that's going on. IRS is a failing organization in deep, deep trouble. The tax advocate, the auditors, say the IRS is in bad shape. And guess what? They just made it worse for them. They're not hiring anybody based upon competence. How will they can audit anybody, come after anybody, code a computer program, do any investigation, any collection, any job? No! They're hiring window dressing. So they can say, we are LGBTQ plus woke, equity, diversity, inclusive organization. Wow, look at us. Aren't we good? Let them become more woke, right? Remember, about one out of four IRS employees are Black women, not white male, but Black women. By the way, you know, the most consistently, on the average, of course, communist Democrat electorate in America, that vote by like over 90% communist Democrat, black women, single moms, welfare queens, come on in. Youth fit the agenda. Oh, you're homo on top of that? Oh, you're a man? Pretend to be a woman? Oh, gosh. With you, we can fit so many quotas at the same time. You know, who cares if you know anything? Who cares if you can do a job? Just sit there so we can get our statistics up to meet this satanic agenda of getting away from God and freedom, God-given rights, and enslaved people saying we're doing our job, okay, of their satanic, godless, no freedom vision that they have. Folks, I've been showing you for over 30 years that IRS is weak. You are powerful, just like the founding fathers. You just never knew it. You see, folks, in 1969, U.S. Senator Henry Belmont said this about the IRS. In a recent conversation with an official of the IRS, I was amazed when he told me, if the taxpayers of this country ever discover that the IRS operates on 90% bluff, the entire system will collapse. Well, the IRS condition is far worse than it was in 1969. As a result, in 2017, IRS stopped going after non-filers. Yep, because they cannot even keep up with filers. And the best way to have the IRS leave you alone is to stop filing 1040 income tax confession forms. You can start withholding on your paycheck on our website. It's there for free. Yes, stop income tax withholding from your paycheck. If you're a business owner, do not send any more of those quarterly estimated payments to the criminals in Washington, D.C., folks. Our movement is about defunding the U.S. government lawfully and safely by following the law as found on U.S. government's official legal websites. Yes, we want to follow the law. We are stickler for the law, and we insist our public servants in government follow the U.S. Constitution and the laws. And we have it for you to know and enforce on these people who are your public servants. They technically work for you. Folks, we ain't got an attitude up about freedom, folks. Remember, we are the bosses of them. They work for us, me and you, my friends. Let's remember that and act like that. Coming from Iran, folks, I have no freedoms there. You cannot criticize the government. You go to jail and torture, execute it for criticizing it. In America, you can still speak up and expose these criminals as loud as you can and tell others about it. Get our country back. Get our freedom back. Get your money back to you and your family to get better food, better housing for your situation. This inflation is killing people, right? So why are you giving your money to these crooks in D.C. to use against you? When it belongs to you. You work hard for it. You can do it for free by going to our website to regain your power and freedom and never again voluntarily pay the Washington, D.C. swamp legally and safely with a guarantee if you so choose. It's there, folks. You can take these 7 steps to free yourself of IRS deception, fear, robbery, slavery. Yep. It's right here, folks. The first 5 steps are absolutely, completely free. The 5th step is my favorite. After you go to the first 4, you can write to lawmakers and file income tax only if your congressman, your lawmakers, can show you the law that requires you to file income tax. Folks, you tell them. Show me where I'm wrong in these petitions to Congress. If I'm wrong, Mr. Congressman, Senator, House member, I'll pay my fair share. But they can't. They've done this thousands and thousands of times. People have done it on their own, you know, gosh knows how many millions of times with us. I don't know. But guess what? Not once one lawmaker has ever been able to refute our petitions about this issue that the people of the United States, you and me, living in 50 states, who do not perform any federal government job or contract or employment, we don't have to pay income tax. Only citizens and residents of Washington, D.C. have to pay federal income tax to fill out that 1040 form. Yes, folks, that's what we cover in step one. Arm yourself with the law. Follow the law. Okay? So, folks, step six and seven is for those of you who want to have a guarantee behind you and join us. Just spread the word and get compensated for spread the word of our restoring of freedom in America. So with that, folks, I'm going to tell you this, my friends. I would love for you to be free and live your life the way you want to. As friends, we can enjoy life and your vision and mine a little different. Naturally, we all have different interests in life. You have the right to live your life as you were given to you by God. But I cannot free you. You have to choose to be free. So go to our website, freedomlawschool.org, and there on your drive to and from work, listen to our videos when you drive, when you get home, lunch or dinner, then put your smartphone up or computer and see the proof of everything I'm telling you for yourself so you can be free. And together we can work, have America be a free country once again. Okay, let's get to your questions. We have right now only one person with question from area code 207. Do you have any emails, by the way, or any online questions? If you haven't, please bring it from me, guys, so I can answer those also. So remember, before you ask your question, give me only your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question. No last name. That's to protect your privacy, okay? The first caller is from area code 207. You're on, my friend. Give me your first name, your how to hear about us, and then your question, please.
Yes. Hey, Payman, how you doing? My name is Fred, and I had called in about a month ago. I had heard about you guys through the Stu Peters Network. And at the time, I had been sent a notice from the IRS saying that I owed money on a 401k, and I had called in about a month ago, and they were looking for like $14,000 in back tax, including penalties, interest. So one of the things you had asked me is, had I received a notice of deficiency in the mail via certified mail? I said I hadn't, and you had mentioned that they, you know, they're so behind that they probably, hopefully they won't get around to, you know, doing that, and unfortunately they have. And about a week ago, I got that this thing in the mail, and it's interestingly they're dropping the interest. They're just asking me for the penalties and everything. But this is from a form that I filed in 21, so I'm wondering, since I had already, they already have my electronic signature on TurboTax, on, you know, since I had already signed or whatever in 21, is there anything? I mean, is that something that's still reversible? Is that something that you think would be worth fighting? That's my question. Or what would be my next steps that I need to do at this point now that I have received the notice of deficiency? So they're actually, you know, threatening to take me to tax court or whatever. So that's my question, sir.
I don't have an easy answer for you because, unfortunately, as you said, okay, you filed that 1040 income tax confession,
right,
trap form. So you're confined,
okay,
to that box. You know,
okay,
so, you know.
Okay.
You may want to leave that alone for right now because the tax court is not going to rule in your favor in that situation.
Right.
The burden of proof is on you. So, but
right,
you're still not done because even after that, IRS will still have to,
yeah,
later on try to collect that tax from me. And guess what? It won't be easy for the actual guarantee. Remember this,
okay,
I'll show you on my screen, okay? IRS,
okay,
is doing such a terrible job, they cannot even keep up with filers who have confessed to owning IRS money on the tax return. So here,
yeah,
you are, year 2009 and 10, IRS, you know, did about 3.67 million levies, forced taking people's bank accounts, right?
Well,
by 2019, before the corona hoax came in, it went down to only, you know, 700,000 roughly. Okay.
Okay.
That's before corona hoax. They had for 2019 about 600,000-700,000 roughly. They were, you know, doing collections. That's less than a quarter of what they did back in 2009 and 10. Corona hoax shot them in the foot really hard. By 2021, it was down to 300,000 forced levies.
Wow.
Only 10%, less than 10% of what they did back in 2010 and 2011. So you got time. And the fact of the matter is, look, you know, down the road, the IRS may just leave you alone after 10 years. The tax expires. Okay, go
away. Okay, it's 10-year statute of limitation.
10 years they got from the time after those deficiency is processed by the IRS for non-response for you, maybe another 6 or 10 months from now, and then they're just too lazy to come after people. There are not enough people. They just trust that you're afraid to pay it. So I cannot tell you what to do, what not to do. You know, if you want to pay them, fine, you can do that. That's your option because some people just lose sleep. You know, I'm not telling you lose sleep.
Well,
if that makes you lose sleep, pay them. But if you don't want to, look, you want to get chances, that's an option. But there's no easy black and white answer to this situation, unfortunately.
Okay, so it's not something where, in other words, it's not something where, like, it would have been better if I had just stopped filing and then, and if they came after me there, then, okay, I got you. But the thing, you know, my concern is I see what they're doing, how they're wasting our money, and they're using it to try to start World War III and everything like that. So that's the thing I'm kind of, you know, I'd rather not. But the thing is it sounds kind of like they got me in a, I mean, if you're saying that, like, at this point, you know, just take my chances. Maybe I should just, you know, I hate to do it. I mean, I hate to do it. But let me ask you a question. The next step, if I didn't respond within 90 days, what would the next potential – now, this isn't a lot of money. I mean, this isn't millions of dollars or anything. This is maybe – we're talking 12 grand. So – but it's a lot of money for me. Right now, I'm semi-retired. I'm living off my savings, so I don't necessarily want to – do that, but is there any, like, would there be any steps I could take if they sent me another, you know, notice after, at that point that they're trying to, like, is there any way I could fight it? Because it's just something that I had forgotten to, you know, to list, you know. So I'm just wondering if there's any way possibly, you know, to go beyond that, you know. I don't know if that makes sense, but
Me tell you this: IRS, you have 3 months to challenge that tax in tax court. When you don't do that, used to be about 4 to 6 months later, they would send you a collection letter. Hey, yours is a matter.
Okay.
But now, they're so behind.
Yeah.
I've seen cases of people the IRS after a year or longer, nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing
from
the IRS. They can't even get a simple letter to you saying you owe $12,482.52. That's how bad they are.
Right.
So if they can't get a simple bill to you, they're not even going to come after you. So.
Okay. I mean, but it's not something that right now that the Freedom Law School could really, at this point, would be able to say, all right, let's fight this in court or whatever, or anything. Say I become a member or whatever. Would that be
no,
that would
be
something?
Not.
No. Okay. No. Well, listen, I appreciate your time anyway, you know, and thanks for taking a look at it. And I know I had sent this to you too as well. I did mention that I had I think his name was Eric. Actually, sent it to your so you should have it on your desk or whatever. But. All right, my friend. Well, thank you for what you're doing anyway.
And before I go on, let me tell you something else, Bobby. We got on our website under educational articles, okay, on educational. Go down to blog articles at the bottom of that, okay? And there I have an article. I got to get to progression of the letters the IRS sends out. I'm going to find that for you. You want to look at that. In fact, here it is. Progression of the letters the IRS sends out. I've done also a video on this topic also.
Okay.
IRS must send you these letters by law and or their internal procedures before they come after you. Okay. Here's a list.
Okay.
So here you are at the stage where they issued your notice of deficiency.
Yes.
But then, as I told you, they got to send the "we change your account" letter, which
okay.
who knows if they'll do that ever. They send usually a reminder letter that you owe them money, then a letter important you owe them, or second reminder you owe them money, or maybe more reminders. And they may stop after this. They may not go on.
Okay.
Then it's sort of certified letter. It's called urgent letter or notice of intent to levy, which by itself means nothing. Then at some point they may issue the real ones that matter, final notice of intent to levy and notice of your right to hearing, which you can ask for a hearing within 90 days. Maybe, you know, sometimes people can challenge the tax. In your case, you can maybe work out a payment arrangement if you needed to. And they don't do this a lot of times because they don't have enough agents to handle these hearings. They overbroke with hearings.
Interesting.
So you got some time to go, my friend. In inflation times, you know. Again, if he helps you sleep better, you may want to pay him off, get it over. If not, you say you want to wait, that's an option available for you as well.
Yeah, I was I was going to say it sounds like it might be worth waiting in terms of, you know, like just like you say that after notice of delinquency, how long do they send you? Like, do they wait till is it usually like 3 months or something? Or
like I told you, it used to be I told you after the notice of deficiency 9 days is up, within 2 to 4 months typically they would send that next letter. We change your account, but now they're taking a year or longer.
A year or longer. Okay.
Year and a half.
You could be
2 years,
a year and a half
or
whatever.
And then after that, these other collection letters, they send out, they may not come or come sporadically. And no one, and they don't even levy you then. They don't even levy you.
Well,
they may, but they may not. All right.
Right.
I hope that helps you out, my friend Fred. So, but remember, from here forward, no more 1040 income tax concession from that. Focus on that, brother, okay? And that's
yes, sir.
Key for you. Okay.
Thank you so much.
We
appreciate you.
You're welcome. My pleasure. We have three callers with questions from area code 760, area code 402. Then we have another one from area code 774. And there's more. Hold on. I'll get all you guys. There's a list here after 774 area code. We have a caller from area code 951. Area code 520. Area code, that's it for right now. So hang in there, folks. I'm going to get to all of you. Please make your questions quick, to the point, so I can help everybody on time. So 760 caller, give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
You're welcome. My pleasure. We have three callers with questions from area code 760.
Are you there? Area code 760.
02.
Okay, he doesn't. He's not there. From 76 area code caller, we're gonna go with the call from area code 402 and come back to this guy later on. 402 area code caller, give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Yes, this is Cindy, and I heard about you through Mike Adams, the Health Ranger.
And
my first question. Yes, we have been researching you now since we watched that on the Health Ranger, and we are getting ready to join Freedom Law School to have that guarantee. We are from Nebraska. Do we need to pay state taxes in Nebraska? Is that one of the states that need to keep paying taxes when we put our exempt forms in for the federal? Okay.
Nope.
So we just fill out the W-2-4, I think it is, for Nebraska, and just don't. Just put exempt
W-4.
On it then.
W-4, the way we have it on our website, to stop the withholding on your federal, and based upon that, to stop withholding Nebraska state income tax also.
Okay. So then we just – so neither state nor federal we have to pay. Okay.
That's
my
right.
Next question is I have a – we have an LLC business. Landscaping business with my son, and he is like 90%, and I'm only 10%. If he files, do I have to file?
Nope.
Okay. It won't penalize me at all then if he files and I don't file. Okay, as long as I don't sign anything. As long as I don't fill out the 10. And then I also work too, so I'm not going to fill out my 1040. And when we go ahead and we sign up, then you'll help us contact our senators and representatives that we need to do. Okay. And as far as if I ever get a loan, do I need to have my federal, you know, income taxes, they always want that stuff.
Nope. Need that. Although most lenders do require it automatically, but there are lenders that will lend to you based upon bank deposits. That's sufficient for lenders. It's been that way for a long time to give you a loan. I want to caution you this, though. We are just like the late 70s Jimmy Carter days, okay? And we had stagflation. You know, we have inflation. And so a big recession, like we had in early 80s, 2008, is right around the corner. This is not the time to buy real estate. It's like 2005 or 6. Would you tell any of your friends back in 05 or 06 to buy real estate when April 18th crashed? No.
Heck no.
So, this is not the time to buy real estate. Buy crypto. And you notice that Bitcoin doubled over the US a year ago. Gold is over $2,000. Okay, so get the crypto, I would suggest. And don't file. Okay?
Okay.
Anything else?
Well, that's awesome. Well, with our business, we don't have any employees because it's just a small business. Mainly my son does everything. So I did file the quarterlies each month this last year. Is that going to hurt me now at the end of the year when we don't file?
Nope, just stop it.
Okay. And if he decides that he does not want to file and he wants to do the same thing as me, then we just don't keep track of anything anymore. Any of our expenses or anything like that, we don't keep track of anything. We just do our business and forget about everything else. Forget about the state.
Yeah.
Forget about the federal.
Yeah. Forget about your gender or the IRS. get on your business and your life. Enjoy it.
Well, that sounds terrific. Well, we'll be talking to you real soon then.
Okay. Look forward to it, Sydney. Thank you for calling.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're most welcome.
All
my
right.
Pleasure.
One other thing.
774 area code caller. So one more thing. Oh, yes. Go back to Sydney. Sorry, Sydney. We cut you off a little early. What's your one more thing you want to ask about, Sydney? No, she hung up? Okay. Call back again, Sydney, if you want. That's not a problem. Okay, from area code 774 caller, give me your first name, how you heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question, please.
My name is Bob, and I heard about you from doing research with other like-minded people. And back in the early 2000s, I had direct confrontations with the Federal Reserve Bank when I worked for a large Brinks company, and had some big arguments. So I went out and I did research. I got some books, and I found out they weren't a bank and they weren't anything federal. So that was the beginning.
Right.
So I thank you for connecting all the dots in the past couple years, because the misinformation wave is just completely huge. So I appreciate all your work over the years. Now, here's my question, strictly pretty much for educational purposes. We go with a scenario that I join your organization, I don't file.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one particular revenue source of, we'll say, winning a state lottery and over $600, they automatically deduct state tax, and when it goes over $5,000, federal tax. So I'm going to assume that, just consider that money as gone and not retrievable going on the conditions that I'm not filing anymore, and I'll be signing up with your organization and, you know, making a contribution of the percentage of the taxes that I do save. Would that be correct?
Yes. 30% of what you would have given the swamp is your membership. You get to keep your 70%. And we give you a guarantee you will not go to prison, and we fight for you no matter what. Lawyers, we pay for anything necessary, and you get to keep your 70%. And if they somehow eventually will lose and they take your money, no problem. We'll reimburse you in full. You'll be all whole and good.
Okay, that's great, because I kind of figured it was a foregone conclusion that part of like a revenue source where they automatically take it out, there's no way of retrieving it, but that's fine. I'm just more than happy to make the sacrifice in the name of getting better educated.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you very much. And I applaud you for all your work and connecting all the dots.
You're most
really
welcome, my pleasure.
That.
Bob, right? Your name is Bob, you
yes,
said?
Sir. Yep.
Yes, Bob. Pleasure to meet you, my friend. Thank you for calling. I appreciate you, brother.
Okay, thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We have call from area code 951, then one from area code 520. Then we have another call from area code 970 on the list. 951 and the 76 area code caller will check on him at the end if he's around now. Area code 951 caller. Give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Yes, sir. Yeah, my name is Marcus, and I think the first time I heard about you was on the Stu Peters show. I look at his channel a lot, and he does good work there. So my question is about this BOI report that the government is wanting for all LLCs. On January 1st, they say that I think it's around $500 a day they're going to start penalizing LLC owners if they don't file these new BOI tax forms.
What is that? Tell that abbreviation from our audience. What does that stand for?
I think it's Beneficial Ownership Information Report.
Yes, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Beneficial, what's the second word? I forgot about that.
Beneficial ownership information. Right.
Right, right. Okay, yeah. Well, I talked about it with somebody else today. Back to that very thing. What's going on, folks, is that they passed a law several years ago. The regulations for it were finished finally, and they got implemented January 1st that if you are a beneficial owner of the LLC or corporation, if you're the one actually owns the value of the LLC corporation, you on your own must disclose that to the government. Even though your state like New Mexico and Wyoming entities, LLCs are given privacy by state law, the federal government wants to circumvent that state law and says, no, we have to tell us, you know, who this belongs to. You know, bottom line is this is on a list of lawsuits where Freedom Law could enter the challenge to protect their privacy and win against these crooks and criminals. They have no right or authority, the federal government, to do that whatsoever. Okay? So I can't give you an answer what to do or not to do, because yeah, they could fine you if they find out about you. You know, but there's so many people out there that are doing this, I don't know how they're going to get to everybody. The threat of it is enough to scare people. So I cannot tell you to break the law, but I cannot tell you also to give up your rights against this, what I see is clearly unconstitutional act that violates the 10th Amendment, that these powers are within the state's realm. If the state demands to expose who you are, who is the beneficial owner of this entity, that's fine. They can do that because the people of the state pass those laws, you know, when they get together in legislature. But federal government has no right or power to circumvent the state laws and require that of you, but it's got to be challenged. So with that, that's the best answer I can give you, plus one more answer. Trust an unincorporated association, this law does not apply. This law only applies to entities which are created under state law, namely, mainly corporations and limited liability companies. So I see there's a lot more companies on our market now, trusts and unincorporated business associations versus corporation LLCs to be able to, don't worry about this law applying to them at all. And that's one option you may want to consider also, by the way. All right, anything else?
Okay, so if I want to do business and not have to do this BOI report, I could either do it, as you said, through a trust or an unincorporated business?
Those are possibilities. Corporate business associations have restrictions of their own because it's an association of people that own it together jointly. So you have that issue to consider in the equation. Trust, I think trust has been becoming, in my opinion, more popular than ever. Once again, but the other options there. So once you become one of our students, I can refer you to some estate planning expert that to help you with these decisions. But regardless, we'll cover your Freedom Law School either way if you want to join our Restore Freedom Plan. Okay?
Okay. Awesome. Thank you very much, sir.
Mm-hmm. My pleasure. Let's go to the caller from here, code 520. Please give me your first name, my friend, how you heard about us, and then your question, please, and your first name, of course.
Okay.
One of our students.
You hear me?
Yes.
Okay. My name is Hannah, and I heard about you from Mike Adams.
Mm-hmm.
And my question is, I don't file the income tax since 2019. And this year.
Good job.
On
good start.
September,
you haven't filed any rope around your neck since 2019. Great start, Hannah. Okay. All right, what else?
Okay. My name is Hannah, and I heard about
turn your computer down, by the way. There's an echo there. You can turn your computer down and talk to me through Blog Talk Radio alone, Hannah. Continue, please.
Okay. Sure.
Go ahead, you were saying?
Okay. So this year, in September, they sent me that I owe them $1,325 that I filed. So this September, they sent me that I owe them over $1,300 that I filed 1040 SR for 22. I did not file. I don't know who filed. I responded that I'm not a citizen. This is not me. My name is not the capital letters, and I don't live in D.C. I don't work for a government. I never did. I don't live in territory. And I send everything to them. So today, actually, I got another one that I still own them. And if you don't pay by January 1st, 2024, we will put up penalties on it and interest. And if you don't act now, your IRS will take over, your bank account and income full of shit, So,
okay.
What should I do?
Well, look, I do not know exactly what happened in your situation. Have not seen a progression of letters the IRS has or has not sent you. But it very much sounds like IRS has not sent you a notice of deficiency as required by law. Like the previous caller I had, that his name is, Fred. Yes.
Yeah.
First caller got a notice deficiency. He didn't get one. When these small amounts, the IRS doesn't send one out because they know that if you go to tax court, you'll take the judge's time, tax court judge's time too much. So they try to bluff you. Just send you bills.
I know they do. But
so
who?
You can ignore them. Their action, it means nothing, as I showed you in the progression of the letters the IRS sends out. I showed you guys earlier on my computer, okay?
Yeah.
That means nothing, okay? You see right here, you see on my screen, as you watch my videos, they did not send you a notice of deficiency, so they cannot send you any of these letters they may be illegally sending to you. It doesn't matter, because when it eventually comes down to it, they have to send you a final notice of intent to levy. a notice of Iratzi hearing by certified mail. And then you can challenge them at that hearing that the IRS never sends you a notice of deficiency, and the whole thing will go away because legally what they've done is completely void, zero. But you cannot challenge them until you get that file notice of intent to levy later on. So right now, don't waste your time. Respond to them. Go make some money. Have a good life.
Yeah.
Okay?
You're going to have to send me the brochures.
It's on our website for free. This is on our website
brochures?
Under educational material, blog articles, what I just send you. Call us. If you need any brochures, we'll mail them to you. No problem.
Okay. But I just wonder who filed for me the 1040 SR? Who signed it?
I don't know. Doesn't matter. Who cares? Don't worry about it. Don't waste your time
okay.
with that small stuff. I don't know what they did. Honestly, I don't know. I haven't seen the letters. Without seeing the letters they send you, the chain of them, I cannot tell you from here. So don't worry about it. It's such a small amount anyhow. It's like a traffic ticket. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Okay, one more thing. Since I do get military pay after my husband, small amount, $611, so it's, you know, $7,000-some for a year. Not to worry about that, too.
It was way too small. Way too small. Chump
way
change.
Too small. Yeah.
It's challenging.
Okay. Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Okay. Great.
All
Thank
right.
you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Have you said a
yeah.
great evening?
Yeah.
Let's get to another
Thank
call
you.
We have from area code 970. And then let's see if you have the 760 caller also. You left. Okay. That's fine. Let's put the number on the screen, folks. If you've been wanting to ask me a question, you've been waiting, this is a good time to get in line. Call area code 657-383-1755 and on your telephone keypad, press 1, and I will take your question now. 657-383-1755 and on your telephone keypad, press 1, and I will take your question next after the call from area code 970. Give me your first name, my friend, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Hi, this is Tom. I've been listening to you probably 20, 25, maybe 30 years.
Really?
Kind of waiting on a – yeah. You know, I kind of heard from you from Las Vegas because I lived in Las Vegas, and I always wonder who is this payment guy, you know? And I never really got in tune with payment – But I kind of followed Schiff, and I realized, you know, after all the dust had settled, Payman was the main guy that's still standing. After everybody fell, Payman's still standing. And so I still follow you. I kind of have a personal matter that I can't talk about. It's kind of unrealized yet. But I had a kind of a general question about this court case, Charles and Kathleen Moore versus United States that the Supreme Court is hearing, and how you might think that might play out, or if that's something you want to talk about at a different time and want to talk to somebody else.
I have no idea what you're talking about that case. I'm sorry, I'm ignorant of that court case.
Okay, it's that case with right now being heard by the Supreme Court about unrealized income. The Holmes or the Moores are claiming that they bought investment in a company in India for about $40,000. It's worth over $500,000, and the United States is hitting them for a $15,000 tax that they want them to pay, which they did pay, and they're suing the United States and the IRS. Because unrealized income is not really income, and it doesn't fall under the 16th Amendment, and they basically want it back. But I've been reading, you know, through all these tax groups that are on the Internet, and they seem really discombobulated about the term income. And they're all kind of fighting over that term, and I was just kind of wondering, how do you think, you know, well, we know what income is. It's been defined by the Supreme Court's Mitanka case. is that income is a corporate profit separated from the source. And once
hold
it's separated
on, before
from
you
the
go
source.
On, let me stop you right there, Tom. I do not know about that court case. I can't give you any opinion on that. All I can say is, look, they don't even belong in that in the Internal Revenue Code. This Internal Revenue Code does not apply to them at all in the first place. While even playing with that, realized or unrealized, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
They don't owe the money, period. You know? So I'm not interested in tinkering within the slavery system, with this realized slavery or unrealized slavery. It's slavery. So let's focus on that.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Do you have any other question, Tommy, you want to ask me, my friend?
No, I just thought I'd bring that up and see what you thought. You know, I don't want to take too much of your time.
I appreciate
that. I'll be
that,
talking to you
thanks.
Soon someday. Thank
well,
you.
Well, what you want to do, folks, come to our Restore Freedom Rally. We can meet in person February 2nd through 5th in Orlando, Florida, folks. That's the place to be. You're going to meet Stu Peters, myself, Laura Loomer, and many other great speakers you've heard about. Joe Barrister, folks. He's not spoken publicly for a long time, folks. The former IRS special agent who quit the IRS in 1999 to expose the IRS's criminal violations of Americans' rights and the law, okay? So he's going to be there. Many others you will hear from will be there, folks. Be sure to plan to come with your spouse, children, grandchildren, February 2nd and 5th in Orlando, Florida. So, Tom, thank you very much. Well, come on, brother. I appreciate you, you know, and being involved for so long and in the movement. So stay in the fight. Tell others about us, okay? Tell others about us so that we can restore together America to be a free country once again. All right. It appears we have no more people with questions. Let's do it. Well, put the number on the screen one more time. Okay, 657-383-1755. And on your telephone keypad, press 1. Now we'll take your question now. 657-383-1755. On your telephone keypad, press 1. Now we'll take your question next. Okay? All right, looks like we have no more callers. Thank you, guys, for caring to investigate the truth. You hold the key to your freedom. You must seek the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Oh, we do have a call from vehicle 76 all back. Oh, and we get a call from vehicle 402 and 941. Okay, well, let's put them on the list then. I'm going to add the 941 area code caller to our list. And let's see, we have the 760 caller, and let's see, 402 caller is the same person. I'll come back to Cindy. So let's go to 76 area code caller first, who's been waiting for a long time, and then we're going to go with the other callers. So from area code 760, my friend, give me your first name, how you heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question, please.
My first name is Fran, and I learned about you through my daughter, Michelle. I've talked to you a couple weeks ago, and
okay.
Now I have a couple other questions that I wanted to ask you.
Sure.
Number one, I think you said this before, but we have to pay our property taxes, correct?
Correct.
I mean, correct, so that's no dealing, changing that. Okay.
Yes,
I also am a trustee on a trust, and because I'm not going to be filing this year, I had filed on the trust for a couple of years. So is it going to be okay not to file a return for the trust this year, you know, for 22?
It depends. Trust, is it the Washington, D.C. trust? Is it organized under laws of federal government in D.C. or not?
No, this is all in California.
No, it doesn't apply. Doesn't have to file
okay.
Income tax at all.
Okay, so state and federal, I don't have to file for that. Okay.
California
after
filed federal, correct.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. After I talked to you, I called several places that I get payments, monthly payments from, such as my Social Security, different annuities, pension, and all of that. And stopped them taking out, because for years I've had them take out exemptions, withholding from those different checks that I get. So they are going forward stopping it, but I asked them, I don't know if they pay this quarterly to the government, but I would like to get back everything I paid from January of this year. And each one of them told me no, that I couldn't. Is that true?
Well, the only way you can get money back from the thieves in the IRS is to file a piece of paper with them of some sort, 1044 or something else. Otherwise, they're not going to give you money back. And the employees there are not trained to give you money back to you lawfully. They're going to just ignore you or fine you $5,000 for even asking. So I would say forget about the past.
Okay.
Focus on here in the future. That's all that matters. Okay?
Okay.
How old are you, by the way, man?
I'm 78.
Oh, you sound much younger. Sorry about that. You know, I never
realized
you sound much younger. You don't have as many years left as your daughter does, but still, you're very energetic, I can tell. Focus on the future still, okay?
Okay, thank you very much. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Frank, come to Florida if you can, okay? You must go.
I know. I'm thinking, we should do that.
I don't understand. Why haven't you moved?
Why won't I move to Florida?
Yeah.
Because it's just, I just talked to a person that came back from visiting his, one of his children there that decided to move to Florida. They are very dissatisfied because the house was cheaper. That's true. But their taxes are much higher than ours. And that was one thing that he was telling us about. And then he mentioned something else where it was much higher in Florida, or at least comparable to California. So why would I give up? I know I'm fighting, you know, trying to get good voting here and trying to clean up the mess that we've got here, the deep garbage that we've got in California. So I want to make this a better state. You know, I'm hoping that they'll split it, which would be great. But anyway, going back to the tax thing, so why would I give up, if everything is going to be the same in Florida, why am I going to give up the beautiful area, you know, weather we have, no humidity, no bad heat, to say, speak of, maybe a few weeks. I had an aunt and uncle that moved to Florida when they were young, when we moved to California, and they would leave in May and not go back to Florida until October. Every single year, they did not stay in Florida for 6 months. And that went on for years and years and years because they couldn't stand the humidity and, you know, the weather. So, and then, oh, I know what it was. The other thing that they were being hit on is insurance, because they have so many, we have the earthquakes, but they have so many of the storms and the, what are the other things that they have there? But anyway,
Hurricanes.
They're what?
They have hurricanes, yes.
Hurricanes,
let me help you with that. First of all, your relative is wrong.
Their insurance is so high
property
there.
Taxes, hold on. Insurance are high if you live on the beach. Yes. Why do you insist on living on the beach? Do you live on the beach right now?
No, I don't have the name of the beach.
Okay, then don't worry about it. If you live inland, your insurance is not a problem. If you live on the beach, like your friend tried to do, because real estate is much cheaper in Florida, then insurance is higher. That's right, because you know the beaches have possibly a flooding, so don't live on the beach. You don't live on the beach right now anyway, so it doesn't matter to you. Number two, it's well known, as you see on my screen, Florida, especially when on fiscal policy, lacks individual income tax. It has also average, sales tax, lower than average sales tax and lower than average property tax. Combined with low property values, is low property tax. So your relative, I don't know what he was smoking, okay? He must have went to some very expensive area on the water to complain about the property tax being higher and insurance. So, and yeah, check out freedominthe50states.org, okay? Those of you who want to know, we say it's better to live freer. Freedominthe50states.org is the Libertarian Kate Institute, and they rank all the states. I mean, Florida's not number two, it's number one in the freest state in America overall, economic and otherwise. So I think you want to go do that. But check it out. And when you go to that website, you see that the worst state to live in is New York. New York is the least free state in America, okay? And then
yeah.
after that, the least free is Hawaii and California. So, having you know, the so check it out. I left that the high desert. You live in a sandy area, I think. Consider moving with your children for the benefit and your grandchildren, friends. So thank you for calling. Let me get the call from area code 941 who is patiently be waiting for me to get to his
okay.
or her question. Area code 941
caller,
give me your first name. You're welcome, fam. My pleasure. Your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
I heard about you from Bill Huff about 20 years ago, and I've been following you ever since. The,
really?
Fred, yeah.
What's your name?
Fred. Fred called in. He was talking about his problem. If he files for a collection due process hearing, there's a Section 5 of the federal code that says that it has to be given in the federal office nearest your home, and you could request it to be in person. And if you request it to be in person, my experience has been that they've never given me the hearing. They sent me a notice
mm-hmm.
saying that I had waived my rights to have a hearing in person, but
mm-hmm.
I pointed out the federal regulation, and they haven't said anything since then. And I have not filed income tax since 2010.
What's your – I missed your first name. Say your first name again, please.
John.
John. John. You and I met, didn't we, John?
In a white Cadillac in the parking lot
yes.
of a pizzeria across from a gas station.
I thought that was you. Okay, John, good to hear from you, my friend. So any other questions, my friend, before I go to the next call with a question, my friend?
No. One other.
Yes.
If you win a lottery, and I have not won the lottery for whatever it's worth, and
right.
there's a $5,000 thing, can you show them your support of not being subject to withholding and get them to keep from taking withholding out if you had ever won more than $5,000?
I did a video on wagering taxes. That, you know, wagering taxes
mm-hmm.
also apply only to the District of Columbia, not the 50 states. So if you go to
okay.
our social media, like Odyssey, I have a video on that also. I've not done a program on it, but it's all there. The laws are there pointed out in that presentation for you.
Okay, very good. Thank you. God bless
all
you.
Right,
and you do a great job, and I'm proud of you being an American.
Thank you. Thank you, brother. Thank you for your support. John, I appreciate you, brother. We have one more caller from Erica 402. Cindy, you have more questions you want to ask of me? Go right ahead. What's on your mind, Cindy?
We have been spreading the word with family and friends, of course, about you. So they're starting to do their research as well. And my daughter had a question because her husband, of course, is very, very skeptical. And if she decides to join Freedom Law School, they're married and they have two children. Can he just go ahead and file with the two kids and she can join
sure.
Freedom Law School and not sign
sure.
the 1040 noose
mm-hmm.
around the neck?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And that won't be a penalty at all? I mean, he just files as a single, or how does he file then?
Yeah, he files as a single. You know, he pays more, so if you even want to consider that, you know, does he want to do that? I mean, and what you want to show him, have your daughter feed him a great meal one night, wine and dine him, and say, honey, I'm a stickler for the law. I want to follow the law properly and correctly. I need your help, okay? Have her watch our videos from step one. I want to make sure I do the law correctly. So watch these. Show me where anything wrong here. Start with a 9-minute video on step one right there. From that video, there's three other short videos, okay, that cover the topic, okay? And then also there's more longer, complete videos of the same video, short ones also. And then go to step two a little bit. So cover the stuff, and he may come around, but if he doesn't, yes, you do have the option of him.
Yeah, he's just scared that, you
own.
Know, they're going to go to jail, of course. You know, nobody wants to go to
right.
jail. He's scared that they're going to come
right.
after him. He's going to go to jail, and they're going to get in trouble. And, you know, they have kids and a family and a nice home, and so that's their concern.
Show him his cartoon first. It's actually the opposite. The reason people go to prison is because they paved the way for the IRS to hang them themselves by filling out the 1040 income tax confession and trap form. Sean, look, did you know on this 1040 form? Here, let me show you. You know what you're signing? When you buy a used car dealer, you want to make sure in the fine print you're not being tricked, right? Well, guess what? Look at this right here. You sign that, it says sign here, but it says under penalties of perjury. You know what that means that you signed? No, here it is. You literally put the rope around your neck, and you can go to prison for 9 years. You literally, on top of that, you claim you're the IRS money. Okay? So here, the laws are right here. You go to prison for 9 years for each 1040 that you file. So take the time, educate him. But yes, our worst case scenario, yes, he could file on his own with the two kids.
Okay. Sounds right. Terrific. Well, I'm going to be doing some recruiting, so you'll be seeing my name come through there with some new recruits.
Great. And we want to reward you. Thank you. Step seven, you know, for giving you a referral reward, we refer other people, folks. Folks, what a better way to get into freedom. When I started back in 1992 with the organization I was with, we didn't know what they were doing, but at least what they said, look, your first somebody, we give you 50% off your first year membership. I thought, that's cool. At the time, I was doing some other job. I thought, why should I put my energy and talents selling some widgets or making widgets or designing widgets versus promoting and talking about freedom? My favorite topic, freedom. Let's be free and have fun, right? Live and let live, right? Love.
Sounds great to me.
Joy, play. So just go talk to people. Call us. We send you our brochures for free. Text your friends, okay, on your social media. Post our videos, okay? And somebody's going to say, I'm like, thank you. I knew something was wrong. I just couldn't put my finger on this corrupt system. You just opened my eyes. Thank you. Thank you, Cindy. And, you know, take it from there and have more fun. All right?
Well, God bless you.
God bless you too, Cindy. Thank you for calling again. And I think we're done for tonight with the calls for tonight. So, folks, thank you very much for calling and listening to me. Remember, you hold the keys. You have the power. All you got to do is take the time and educate yourself, folks, on our website, freedomlawschool.org. Go through the 7 steps there. Watch our videos. But go step by step, step 1 through 7, okay? Make sure you know these steps well, and you'll be well on your way to freedom and tell others also. And I love you all, folks. I wish you a great evening. I'll be back with you again next week.